Hamish de Breton Gordon, welcome, former British Army officer, an expert on chemical and biological weapons.
Hi, Nick.
Okay, let's go through a little bit of that, Hamish. Sons and daughters, colleagues and veterans. Let me say, you know, the worst does come to the worst. Veterans, what will they be required to do? Asking for a friend. Hamish?
Well, good morning, Nicky. Good morning, everybody. Well, veterans, I'm a veteran and I'm a reserve officer as well. Sort of 37 years I've been in this business.
So you'd be back in?
Sorry?
You'd be back in, would you?
Well, I'm still a reserve officer. So in effect, I'm in. So I do feel what he's saying here. And I think it's all about deterrence and it's about planning. I don't think CDS is thinking that every young boy in this country should start thinking about being a soldier, but we need to plan for it. But you asked about veterans. There are about a million of us in this country, and the vast majority, I think, feel a bit underused. We're all highly skilled and experienced, and I think when we plan for a deterrence, because our deterrence has obviously failed, as you've said, head of MI6 says Russia's an acute threat. So has CDS, and as you've also said, our European colleagues, who are much closer to the issue, are developing their armed forces and creating what we call a second echelon. We've got a tiny military at the moment, tiny army, 72,000. If we had to fight, we know that we would need follow-on forces. And that's where I think CDS is talking about this strategic reserve, us veterans, and then the sort of citizen army, I think, is probably a better way of doing it. But it's if we can deter now, hopefully we can afford fighting tomorrow.
Sons and daughters?
Well, sons and daughters, I assume he's talking about the sort of younger generation, you know, people like me, although, you know, we're still part of it. We've got a lot of experience, which hopefully were useful. But actually, you need the young men and women of this country to not only, you know, man the National Health Service, but potentially also man some sort of home defense service. And we rely on that. We will have to rely on these people, as we did in the First World War, as we did in the Second World War.
Home defense service. How might that work?
Well, it's a good question. And I think Al Kearns, the Armed Forces Minister, to the Telegraph podcast on Friday, talked about this, said that a lot of work was ongoing at the moment. I think the detail is still fairly opaque, but certainly
what do you reckon?
In this country, we need to
de-opaqueify it for us, Hamish, invented word. Just, you know, you've got huge military experience. What might that look like? Home defense, sons and daughters. What sort of things might they be doing in the worst case scenario?
Well, I don't think they'll be doing that. Some people remember Dad's Army, the sort of Second World War home defense. We know that the threats at the moment are things like cyber, espionage. You know, I'm talking to you from Salisbury, of course, where we had the Russian attack 7 years ago. So I think a whole host of things. I don't think we're expecting to see our young men and women, you know, getting...
Give us some of them, Hamish.
Standing in the fields.
A host of things. Could you give us some of them? I mean, just genuinely interested.
Well, I think, you know, certainly when it comes to cybersecurity and securing the internet and others, then, you know, the sons and daughters are much more able to do it, I expect, than people like you and me. I think when it comes to when the actual country is directly under threat, and nobody is suggesting we're near that now, then we may well need to have people helping to guard various areas. And I think the details so far has been about critical national infrastructure like power stations, communications hubs, railways, et cetera, et cetera. I think we're a long way from that. And I think these are the things that perhaps people are getting so irate and cross about at the moment. But it is about planning, and it's planning to try and deter so we won't have to go there. But exactly as CDS said, nobody thought about this for 30 years or so, which is sort of why we're in the problem now. We've let our defense go for very good reasons. We've had the peace dividend, but unfortunately we've got Putin now, who, as MI6 says, is directly threatening us. And we either capitulate and appease Putin, or we do something to try and maintain the security of these islands.
Well, the head of the armed forces said the chance is remote, but it still means up to 5% risk, and that only refers to the UK. The world's largest crowdsourced forecasting site, Metallica, suggests that there is a 16% probability that Russia and any NATO member state are in direct conflict before 2027. To put this into context, he said, over the weekend, the bookies are saying that there's a 4% chance of Liverpool winning the Premier League this year. So even saying the chances are remote does not mean the chances are zero. Is there a possibility of our troops being sent to Estonia, Latvia, Poland, Lithuania, or wherever?
Well, they're in Estonia at the moment. We have a battle group.
No, I mean, in serious numbers, serious recruitment, serious numbers, off you go to fight.
No, I don't think there is. That's what deterrence comes into. We might have to provide some command and control, but exactly as your listeners will know, we only have 72,000. We can't generate another 72,000 in, you know, under a few years or so. But there are other capabilities. But going back to your point and the statistics, and I know you can make up anything with statistics. If you're in the Baltic states, Latvia, Estonia, they really understand this, and they do think the Russians might attack them. And as they're our allies, we need to support them. But no, absolutely, I don't see thousands of British troops going to the Baltics or even into the Ukraine to fight the Russians directly. What we must try and do is to deter the Russians and bring them to the negotiation table, hopefully before Christmas, that President Trump is talking about, so that we don't have to go down this line. But we do need to plan for it.